talking to a patient like this, you try to get an idea of what their a priori feelings are in view of things as you've described, what's important to them. I often will use the Adjuvant Online program to get an idea of the magnitude of benefit from various treatments.
Can you kind of explain what Adjuvant Online is?
So Adjuvant Online is a program which actually is accessible on the internet, can be downloaded to Palm Pilot or a similar PDA, and you can input various clinical factors, age, tumor size, hormone receptors, nodal status, and very importantly, comorbidities, to get an idea, first of all, how long the patient can expect to live without breast cancer, also what the risk of recurrence is, what the risk of the cancer coming back without adjuvant therapy, and then it can estimate the magnitude of benefit of various treatments, of chemotherapy, hormone treatments, or both. I tell patients these are estimates. There are always things that you know that are not in the program, HER2 status, and so on, but it gives a feel for the magnitude of benefit because patients, and probably physicians and nurses, usually overestimate the value of what we do in terms of the magnitude. So I think it is very helpful to share with the patient. Some patients don't like hard numbers, and you have to understand that also and just get a feel for it. The patients such as you describe, I think the value of chemotherapy is relatively minor, and very many 70-year-olds would elect not to take adjuvant chemotherapy. Another thing that can be used is the Oncotype DX. So if a patient and the doctor are not absolutely certain what to do, in other words, they're going to use the result, then it is useful to send the tumor off, have this test done, which will also quantitate the benefit of treatment.
Can you talk a little bit about sort of roughly what the numbers might be for somebody like this in terms of the chance of relapse, how that might be affected by chemotherapy and hormonal therapy overall, and then sort of what the Oncotype DX assay is and how it might help you in this situation?
Well, in a 70-year-old, a 1.7 centimeter tumor, it's estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor negative. I think the risk of recurrence is probably in the 15% range, something like that. Adjuvant hormonal therapy can reduce that, let's say, to 10 to 12%. The benefit of chemotherapy would probably be 1% or so.
Sort of overall.
Yeah, something like that. So the value of chemotherapy would be relatively modest. A younger patient often will take that magnitude of benefit. An older patient who has fewer years in front of them for whatever reason may not. It depends on a lot of personal things that you can't necessarily quantitate. But I think it helps a patient to get an idea of the magnitude of benefit. The Oncotype DX will look at tumor characteristics. It doesn't incorporate age or other patient characteristics and give an estimate of the magnitude of benefit from chemotherapy on top of hormonal therapy, specifically tamoxifen.
And can you talk a little bit more about what the Oncotype DX actually is, what kind of results you get, and sort of what those results mean?
The Oncotype DX is a test looking at the expression of 21 genes in the patient's tumor. And it quantitates these genes, tells how much they're turned on or turned off, and from this generates a score. The score then relates to, first of all, the risk of the cancer metastasizing to distant sites at 10 years, and it also estimates the magnitude of benefit from chemotherapy, so that patients with a low score have a lower risk of recurrence and also a lesser benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy. Patients with a high score have a higher risk of recurrence with hormone treatment alone and a greater benefit from chemotherapy. And it's these patients who we're most likely to recommend chemotherapy. Now, of course, if a patient and a doctor are not going to use the results of this test, there's no reason to do it. And that's the first thing that has to be decided. If the results are going to be ignored, you're going to give treatment regardless, or you're going to not give chemotherapy regardless of the score, of course, there's no reason to do it.
So you said that just sort of looking at a patient like this without trying to narrow it down more, that there might be a 15% overall risk if you had 100 women, so to speak, with very modest impact of chemotherapy. Suppose the woman was in, I guess it's about 25% of women like this have high Oncotype DX recurrence scores. Suppose she had a high score, how would that affect her chance of recurrence and the benefit of chemotherapy?
If she has a high recurrence score in the high risk group, then it can reduce the risk of recurrence by about 3/4 in relative terms. So let's say it's 15%, then it could reduce it to 5%, something which would be two-thirds, but in that magnitude of benefit, so that it could tip you into making a decision to give chemotherapy.
Overall, in the high-risk group, what's sort of the recurrence rate for the high-risk patients?
It's in the range of 30%.
So pretty substantial, and then you're saying about three-quarters of that can be eliminated by chemotherapy.
Right.